to buy the promise of a different life. Time has fled. There's a constant battle running through my head, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I still believe, after all the foolish things we've been through, I can always make a start on something new. And I've always been a mind who's open to persuasion. Strange, isn't it? Isn't it strange? I wrote this next song a few years ago as a kind of fantasy, because I'd heard about these cruise ships that take you on sort of themed musical cruises, like jazz cruise, blues cruise. There's probably country ones, I don't really know about this thing. I'm sure there is. You know, you cruise around the Caribbean for a week and it's all very exciting, and you get to listen to your favourite music, huh? 24 hours a day. So I wrote this song as a kind of fantasy, because I heard that they were introducing Celtic cruises, so like Celtic music. That's all well and good, but you know, where are you going to go? I mean, you can't go somewhere warm, because the music just doesn't fit, because the music's kind of bleak and drab and miserable, you know, frankly. So perhaps, you know, they just go around the Falkland Islands a few times or something. Iceland, that's probably the best go. So I had this kind of fantasy about a band from Liverpool, not that one, working on a cruise ship and what that entails, you know, and I say life is strange because just this last winter, lo and behold, I found myself employed on a cruise ship playing this kind of music to people, and you know, it wasn't bad, actually. I must be the right demographic these days, that's all I can think. You know, there's these points in your life where when things that seem loathsome before, you know, suddenly become appealing. You know, if your English is gardening, like if you're English and you hit 40, suddenly you have to garden. You have to get your house after him. You have to have your own TV program showing you what in the garden digging. It's just something that happens. So I think the cruise thing has just hit me. So I can now sing this song for you with renewed insight and authority. And but this is all waffle. It's really about sex. Are you allowed sex in Nashville? 1, 2, 3, 4 of you are allowed sex. Rest of you, that's a pretty muted response. Oh, it's the Bible? Oh, it's the guilt thing, is it? Okay. Jimmy Swagger, he was from the Bible Belt, wasn't he? Yeah. You got a bit of the old, you know. I don't know. Is that called hypocrisy? I can't remember what it was. Anyway, well, I'm not going to preach to you. So a song about sex, that's the good news. The bad news, it's a bit repressed. It's like Catholic sex. That guilt weighing you down, I know. And it's also about what musicians get up to on the road, and what their spouses get up to back home. And for this song, I had to invent the name of a Kaylee band. You know what Kaylee music is, don't you? Kaylee, Scots-Irish dance music. So I had to invent the name of a Kaylee band. I thought, what's the worst name for a Kaylee band? I thought, well, the Drones, that's a really depressing name. Because there's a lot of droning in the music with the pipes and everything, but then, you know, there's other implications to the word drone. Sure enough, there is a band already called the Drones. Very, very upset about this song. This song also has one of those seagoing nautical shanty-style choruses, which you're very welcome to join in on. You'll know when.